I was driving Hannah home from a sleepover. She was 14, and this was in 2006. We pulled up to a stoplight about a mile from our house. We looked to our left, and there's a man sitting there. He's in disheveled clothing. He's got a handwritten cardboard sign that says, "Hungry, homeless, please help."
As we're sitting here, a beautiful black Mercedes has pulled up on my right side. And then I say to my dad, "You know, Dad, if that man in the Mercedes didn't have such a nice car, then the homeless man over here could have a meal." And my dad thought about it for a second, and he looked back at me and he said, "If we didn't have such
a nice car, he could have a meal. But then what happens tomorrow and the next day and the day after that?" Well, the light turns green right at that time, and we drive home, and Hannah's angry. It's clear that she's been really struck.
I was furious at my family and was just saying, "Why are we not doing more? What are we doing?" And my mom, I remember, she was saying, "You know, we work at the food bank, and don't you see the nice checks that we write during Christmas time?" And I was saying, "This is lame. Just stop." And I said, "I just don't want to be a family that just talks about doing something. I really want to get out there, and I want to make a difference."
And at this point, Joan decides to push back and says, "Well, you know, what are you willing to give up for this? What are you willing to sacrifice?" She said, "Are you willing to give up your room? You willing to give up this house? You want to sell this house?" And Hannah's face brightens. And I knew I was in deep trouble. What we decided to do was to sell our big, beautiful house, move into one half the size, and use half the money to try to make the world better. We would get together just about every Saturday, and we would talk about where we wanted to plug in. We decided to support the development of two sets of villages in Ghana through the Hunger Project. You know, what we like to think is that there are 20,000 people waking up this morning with the opportunity to build a better future for themselves and for their kids and for their grandkids, just like we would all want in our lives. The process of moving to half. Now everything in our house, essentially everything in our life, we had to look at and say, do we need that? Do we want that? Do we care enough about it?
The whole time that we were moving, I was kind of the cheerleader. I was saying, "Come on, guys, you know, we can do it. You don't even need that." I mean, my family is amazing for even being able to put up with me, but I was all in. So the ping pong table was interesting. In our old house, it was down in the basement. It was never used. But it was just kind of one of these things where my brother, it was really important to him that we keep the ping pong table.
And so we all went over and we took a look at it. And we figured out the only place to put the ping pong table was essentially in the middle of the house.
That was exceptional play, if I may say so myself.
Ping pong has become our family sport. We play all the time. And it's just become this symbol of our connectedness that's really cool.
Okay, no, that I can't even try that. Dad, serve to me.
Serve to me.
So in our old kitchen, we had these huge windows and they would let in so much light. The place was always so well lit. We had, I think it was 3 Viking ovens and a huge stovetop, an island in the middle. And now we don't have that.
You know, the backyard, Joe and I used to play a lot of football back there, and our new backyard, you could probably walk it in about 5 paces in each direction.
Our backyard is not a backyard. It is like, it's a patch of grass.
Dying grass, by the way.
Yes. So, yeah,
but aside from that, it's perfect. In the grand scheme of life, not having a kitchen where your friends can be in there at the same time you are is a nothing. Not having a backyard where you can play ball, well, you know, we'll go to a public park. That's fine. That's a great way to live, especially when we realize what we gave up those things to do. We are not anti-consumerist. We're not socialists. We're just people who decided we actually could live better with less. We essentially traded stuff for more closeness and togetherness as a family. That seems, in retrospect, to be the biggest no-brainer deal ever.
It's made me just so much closer to my family, and I got to understand each person on a much deeper level. That's something I wouldn't ever give up for the world.
Find one thing in your life that you have more than enough of and can give away half of. We don't think anybody else will sell their house. You know, that's kind of goofy. But we do believe that everybody has more than enough of something in their lives. And the world needs it.